This is the Michael Bryan Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Nadia and Zach and Casey Scott. What have you overcome or achieved?
Hi, yes. What have we overcome and achieved? I guess I'll answer the question first as an individual. What I recently overcome and achieved is my transition from a corporate role, a corporate job, your 9-to-5, into entrepreneurship. I tend to call myself a recovering corporate HR executive, and now transitioning into entrepreneurship has certainly been challenging, but extremely fulfilling. And most recently, we founded the business in 2022, and most recently, we were just recognized for one of the fastest growing companies based in Nashville.
Talk to us a bit about what the struggle was like, because it sounds like you maybe had to go through some mental hurdles as well. So talk us through what it was like for you.
Yeah, so I would say overcoming the hurdle from corporate America to full-time entrepreneurs. I mean, it's scary. We have young families, we have young children, and you know, the financial balance of it, the time balance of it. The biggest, I really think the biggest struggle and achievement all at the same time was knowing when to like fully let go and fully jump into entrepreneurship 100%.
What kind of steps did you take? I mean, I wonder if there's one giant step or multiple little ones. So what kind of things did you have to do?
I think practical steps. Obviously, like, we are working women, like Casey said, we also have families. So ensuring that we understood that in entrepreneurship, you're not going to necessarily make as much money as you are in corporate America. So ensuring that you have a financial budget that fits your family's needs as you work in your business and as the business continues to grow. Obviously, there will be an uncapped potential, but being able to ensure that you have planned accordingly from a financial standpoint, I would say is one of the biggest steps that we had to ensure that we planned out so that we could mitigate as much of the, I guess, some of the fear into stepping into entrepreneurship would have.
What will go down as the three biggest lessons that you've had? There might be so many that it's hard to count, but if you could boil it down, what would they be?
I think the one that comes really top of mind that we've learned over the past year is keeping it simple. You cannot do all of the things all at one time. Keep it as simple as possible. Keep your strategies as simple as possible.
Would you do anything differently if you could go back? Would you change anything?
Yeah, I think for both Casey and I, we feel strongly that we probably would have invested in a business coach that has done this, you know, 3, 4, 5 times, and has walked the path that we are now walking in, our transition into entrepreneurship. I think while a smooth one, because we did come from corporate environments where we were exposed to a lot of the, you know, the P&L and the budgeting and the people aspects of it. That said, we've never built a business, right? So I think investing in a business coach early on in our journey is something we probably would have done differently.
And then one thing from the operational side of the business, I think we would do differently if we could rewind time, is not having to do, we did it all ourselves for probably way too long. We should have invested in team members before we did.
And if people wanted to find out more about you both, where can they go? So it's your chance to share websites, social media, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can find us at zackconsultinggroup.com. We're also on Instagram and LinkedIn.
And that's Zach, Z-A-K.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.